What you manifest in your mind, you can bring to reality.
Ooh, what's up, everybody? In this episode, there were some fights. I'm going to talk about them. UFC 228 from Dallas, Texas. Darren Till versus Tyron Woodley for the 170-pound belt. Tyron Woodley looked better than he's looked in. I don't think he's ever looked this good. And performance-wise, very aggressive, considering his last three performances since getting the belt. He definitely fought more like he wanted to win versus not want to lose. Started off Till, a lot of pressure, as was thought. But, Woodley looked super nervous. He looked so nervous coming into this fight, taking deep breaths, shaking out his arms. I don't know if that's more of just him hyping himself up, but he looked super nervous before this fight started. And then when it started, he was definitely, you could tell, far more aggressive. I think maybe it was just the game plan going in, throw Darren Till off of his game, tried to go for a takedown, which a lot of people were suspecting that would be where this fight was going to be going. But Till was able to defend well. However, Tyron did get him down and just ground and pounded him out. Ground and pounded him until he was able to get the choke in. Let's see, what was that? Was it a rear naked choke? No, it was Darce choke. That's right. But great win for Woodley. I have been an outspoken Woodley critic. I respect him. Coming up, he was destroying people. I love watching him fight. Once he got the belt, he started talking about legacy and wanting super fights. And, you know, then he got into acting in horrible movies. And it was just such a turnoff for me being a fan of somebody when it's like, everybody was trying to get super fights after Conor McGregor came in and, like, you know, everybody was just basically copying his game plan for trying to get more money. But it's like if you want to, for that division, you have a history to live up to with GSP. And to, like, even consider talking about your legacy, you need to defend the belt, you know, as consistently as GSP did. Even though GSP lost twice, he avenged both of those losses extremely decisively. The only fight he really looked in danger was his last fight against Hendricks, who completely changed. He had like one good fight after USADA came around. He had like one good fight against Lawler. So who knows if he was on anything. Didn't really make much weight. He just looked horrible after he lost I think he lost his belt. I forget. Anyway, it doesn't matter. You have a lot. Like, GSP has a huge legacy for you to, like, compete with. So Max Holloway is a champion that I have a lot of respect for. I think a lot of people do, because he was one of the few people, once he got his championship belt at 145, he said he's not going to be like everybody else, made a point to say he wants to defend his belt and he wants to see if anybody has the balls to even try and take it away from him. You know, that's the kind of mentality I like. Unless there is some kind of interesting rivalry where you can set up a super fight, you know, like the Diaz, like you need two people to dance to have a super fight. And it's like, I didn't really care about watching Tyron Woodley. So his attitude had changed a lot. I appreciate it. And regardless, on the long enough time scale, I was going to be a fan of Tyron Woodley, especially if he keeps winning. And, you know, he looked extremely dominant in this fight. Be interesting to see if he fights Covington, how that will look, since Covington is more of a wrestler, not really a stand-up guy. So that may be completely different dynamic for Woodley. But good on Woodley. Darren Till, young as fuck. I think this is his first loss in MMA. So he'll come back. And it was, you know, he was submitted. He wasn't knocked out. And I think he needs to just improve his wrestling. He's supposed to. I think he's really good in jiu-jitsu. I don't know if he has a black belt, but I believe he lived in Brazil for quite a bit of time. But anyway, other fights on the card: Jessica Andrade versus Kovačević. Andrade one punch knockout, counter punch, just put Kovačević down. She wasn't really doing much anyway. It was pretty. I mean, it was a quick first round finish, but dominant by Andrade. So it'd be interesting to see. I'd love to see Andrade fight Suarez, who beat Carla Esparza at the end of the prelim card, which Esparza's looked better. She's definitely improved. I used to not be a fan of hers because she was just wrestling, which her stand-up has gotten a lot better. But then she fought Suarez, and Suarez is extremely levels ahead in the wrestling department. So Carla Esparza, with her wrestling being her strong suit, she's done for now. Like, she's never... I think it's just, I don't know if she can improve her wrestling to get on that level of Suarez. So Suarez versus Andrade, I think, would be a great fight. And then see who's the main contender to fight Rose. I think Rose wants to take some time off. Then Zabit versus Brandon Davis, got him in a knee bar, crazy knee bar that was similar to one that we saw earlier against Aljamain Sterling versus Cody Stamann. Aljamain looked amazing. Rivera beat John Dodson. Dodson just looked like he gave up. Abdul Razak Al Hassan looked great against Nico Price, knocked him out early in the first. Let's see here. Sterling, Jeff Neal, Frank Camacho, great fight. Camacho was a tough dude, but pretty outclassed. Darren Stewart versus Charles Byrd. Crazy fight, back and forth. Kind of a come-from-behind win for Stewart. He was getting beat up and was able to catch him with some kick, catch him with a head kick. Let's see, Diego Sanchez. Fucking love Diego Sanchez. Just one of those old-school guys. The very first Ultimate Fighter, fought and won just before Forrest and the other dude, Stefan Bonner, and he looked great. Just Diego Sanchez pressure, you know, got hit with, pretty much put the dude on his back and was ground pounding him the whole time. Caught a couple up kicks, but didn't really phase him too much. He was able to dominate and just put it on him. The only thing I was upset with was the judges. None of them gave it a 10-8 round. I think at least one round 10-8, if not all three 10-8 rounds. But Diego wins it, no problem. Jim Miller, another old school guy, looked amazing against Alex White. Got a rear naked choke after basically, you know, destroying him. Irene Aldana versus Pudilova, another great fight. These are on the Fight Pass prelims. So just great night of fights. I had a lot of fun. Coming up is the first fight in Russia. UFC Fight Night, Hunt versus Olenek in Moscow, Russia. The main event, Mark Hunt versus Olenek. I don't know if Mark Hunt's going to win. Clearly, it's going to be by knockout because Olenek, Ezekiel chokes, crazy dude. I think if Olenek wins, he's got to get it to the ground to get a submission. But if Hunt's able to keep it on the feet, I think he wins it. So that's my pick. I'm not going to go through the whole card. But I will talk about it next week because I will watch it like every other fight that comes up. But that's it, everybody. Go to my website, inspireddisorder.com. Have a great week. Have a great day. Peace out.